Während das australische Gesetz zum Schutz der Umwelt und der biologischen Vielfalt überprüft wird, fordern mehr als 180 Mediziner und Gesundheitsexperten eine umfassende Verbesserung. Gleichzeitig warnen sie vor verheerenden Auswirkungen auf die öffentliche Gesundheit, sollten keine Verbesserungen vorgenommen werden. In einem offenen Brief fordern die Climate and Health Alliance und der Verband Doctors for the Environment of Australia eine Erweiterung der Gesetze, die die Umwelt und die biologische Vielfalt schützen. Die momentanen Gesetze reichten nicht aus, sagt die Gründerin und Vorsitzende der Climate and Health Alliance, Fiona Armstrong.
Australia's got the second highest rate of biodiversity loss in the world. We're globally recognised as a land clearing and deforestation hotspot, and our water resources are in decline on the driest continent on Earth. So these are huge impacts on our natural environment on which we depend.
Und das alles habe ernsthafte Folgen für unsere Gesundheit und unser Wohlbefinden, sagt Fiona Armstrong weiter.
The health of human beings is entirely dependent on the natural world. And the failure to enact effective environment laws in Australia is meaning that the foundations for human health and well-being are being undermined.
Dr. Catherine Baraklov ist die Vorsitzende des Verbandes Doctors for the Environment Australia in Victoria. Für sie liegt es auf der Hand, dass eine Unterlassung des Umweltschutzes negative Folgen auf die Gesundheit der Menschen hat. Die Auswirkungen der Horror-Buschfeuer des vergangenen Sommers seien ein perfektes Beispiel dafür.
People lost their lives and that was very clear and easily recognised. Many people were displaced. The mental health impacts are likely to be substantial and evident for a long time. But more recently, there's been some research that's come out that's shown that the smoke pollution itself also caused a lot of adverse health impacts. So there were over 1,300 presentations to emergency departments with asthma just because of the smoke. Over 3,000 people hospitalised for heart and lung problems and over 400 excess deaths just from the smoke alone.
Im offenen Brief warnen die Mediziner des Weiteren davor, dass eine Zerstörung des Ökosystems, wie zum Beispiel durch Abholzung, zu einer Zunahme und Verschlimmerung von Krisen im Gesundheitssystem führen könnte. Fiona Armstrong.
When you remove forests for agricultural production, for example, that means that all of the other species that relied on that forest for protection and food, that's lost for them. So we're undermining the health of other species. That means that they are less healthy, they're more inclined to contract diseases themselves. And as we move closer into the habitat of other species, it makes it more likely that those diseases can jump from animals to humans.
Die Unterzeichner des offenen Briefes fordern drei wichtige politische Änderungen. Die eine: Bedenken hinsichtlich der menschlichen Gesundheit sollten bei Reformen des Umweltrechts eine zentrale Rolle spielen. Dr. Catherine Baraklov.
There are so many flaws in the law. You know, if for instance it was enacted back in 1999 and at that point it wasn't clearly recognised that climate change and species loss and human health were really intricately connected. And you know, as I mentioned before with the bushfires, it's really clear now that all three are intertwined and that, you know, we need to think about climate change in environmental protection, but climate change is not considered by our environmental law at all. We feel that we need an entirely new generation of environmental law, that just making small reforms are not going to be good enough. So that's another thing we're calling for. And the third request or recommendation is that the institutions responsible for developing and delivering our environmental law must include public health experts.
Setze Australien die Empfehlungen im offenen Brief nicht um, werde das Land nicht auf die daraus entstehenden Konsequenzen vorbereitet sein, warnt Dr. Baraklov außerdem. Konsequenzen wie die Auswirkungen auf die Umwelt, verursacht durch den Klimawandel, und was das für die Gesundheit und das Wohlbefinden der Menschen bedeutet.
We need to make sure we're, you know, ready for the next crisis when it comes, but you know, the predictions suggest that we won't be able to keep up with the pace of the crises if we don't address the root causes. And I think that's true for, you know, certainly the climate change impact, but probably for pandemics as well. It really doesn't make sense to be fighting each individual infectious disease. You've really got to look at why we're seeing more of them and what we can do about it going forward.